I'd like to share some thoughts for you to be able to better prepare for the next exercise. In the coming exercise, we're going to do another very deep meditation. And this exercise, although you can listen to it during the day, in the afternoon, maybe after lunch sometime, it's meant mostly for you to listen to it at night as you're going to be entering sleep. Part of the exercise, I want you to be engaged in it. And then the other part, you're just going to deepen and deepen, holding a thought in mind, and I'll guide you along the way. The sound that we're going to use for this exercise is the theta nighttime sound. This CD set, you'll notice, contains a theta daytime sound, which is 5 interruptions or ticks per second, and then increases to 10, allowing your body and your brain and mind to synchronize to the sound and go from a very deep state to a lighter alpha state of 10 cycles where you can come out of that meditation on your own. The nighttime theta sound is a sound that has 5 interruptions or 5 ticks per second, but then slows down to 4 and then 3 and helps you then to enter sleep deeply and very peacefully in a very healthy manner. That way, you can enjoy the theta nighttime sound in the evenings before going to sleep and the theta daytime sound when you do deep afternoon theta meditations. And I say afternoon because that seems to be the time when our brain can slow down into slower frequencies. It's kind of like a nice little nap time, or it's that sluggish time during the afternoon. So maybe a weekend would be great unless you have time during the day to set aside a half hour to do a deep theta meditation, then that would also work out very nicely. So the sounds will be part of your CD home study course. And for this coming exercise, we will use the theta nighttime sound. Now, what we're going to do is as we did before. We're going to enter the meditation, do a little bit of deepening, and once we deepen, then we're going to start the programming. In this exercise, the programming is going to be focusing primarily on your spiritual health and well-being, which has to do with your connection to higher power, source, energy, or God, praying or meditating on a regular basis, and inspiration, creations, on things that inspire you, and your service to humanity. Now, these are just some of the few things that we will focus on as we create an image of you with spiritual health and well-being. And as I said, these are just a few things, because the main part of spiritual health and well-being is going to be a you that is free of addictions, a you that is free of attachments, meaning that it's a you that is not being guided by false motivations of image, power, money, or acknowledgement. These are false motivations. These are addictions that we always think, oh, we have to be a certain way, have to look a certain way, have to compete, have to. We've talked about that already. The image of the you that you're going to create with spiritual health and well-being is a you that is free from that. If those are some of the things that are still lingering in there, along with pain and anger and fear, then these are the things that we want to make sure are not present in the image of you with spiritual health and well-being. The you that you're going to imagine is a you that has inner peace, a you that is one with all, a you that believes and trusts and surrenders and accepts healing energy from God, from higher power source. It is a you that is just totally enthralled, inspired, and awed by beauty, goodness, and truth. It is a you that is always searching and seeking to be better, to be motivated by truth, by goodness, and by beauty, by the real things that are directly connected to your true spiritual being. And that's what we want to reflect. Now, how you represent that, that's up to you. It could be done by imagining a you that is calm, has a serene look, maybe a peaceful look, that is extending a hand outward to help other people, that may be an image of you being of service, kinder, more accepting, whatever it is. There's a certain look about a person who is so solid spiritually, and nothing and no one can disrupt that solid state, that inner true solid connection to divine energy, divine power, to God. So that's what you want to start thinking about. Once you create that image of you with spiritual health and well-being, then you're going to superimpose over that one the image that you created previously of the you with emotional health and well-being. So bring that image of you and place it over the one of you with spiritual health and well-being. So now the image is a combination of you with both spiritual and emotional health and well-being, and a person who has very solid and resourceful beliefs. That's the image that you want to start building on, and we're going to continue to add and build to that image. So at the very end of this course, you're going to have a beautiful image of you having it all. The second part of the exercise is going to allow you to deepen and deepen some more. You've done this before. And you're going to deepen into sleep, carrying the thought, this is all I need to do to release and let go of any lingering addictions or attachments that are holding me back from spiritual health and well-being. Whether you know what they are or don't know what they are, whether you remember when they were installed or don't, it doesn't matter. Just go into this deepening phase with a sincere desire to release and let them go, with the intention and expectation of waking up in the morning an even better you.